Simin Tof Mem Gimel Din Chametz Erev Pesach Lachar Sheish. The halachas of Chametz Erev Pesach after 6 hour. We already started Sif Aleph. We are by Sif Kotten Dalet Mishnah Brura. Today is December 12th, 2012. Chof Ches Kislev Tashanayin Gimel. When we read from the Mechaber again, just the beginning, and we're going to read from the Mechaber, Chomis, Mishay Shoyis L'mailo B'yom Yedalet, Chomis from on the 6th hour and on the day of the 14th, is Osir B'hano, is Osir to derive benefit from. Afilo Chemsa Shalaini Yehudi is also Lihonis Mimen, even the Chomis of a non-Jew is forbidden to derive benefit from. V'asur Chacham Mishay Shoyis Koidim. The Chacham said, not only the 6 hours when from the Torah is Osir, but the Chacham made a geder, and they said even 2 hours before that is also forbidden. The Hainu mitchilas shoa chamishis from the beginning of the 5th hour. Miu, however, kol shoa chamishis mutter bahano, the whole 5th hour of the day is permissible to have hana from it. V'rashoi l'mochroi le'in Yehudi, and one is permitted to sell it to a non-Jew. Afilo harbe biyachad, even a lot of chametz at one time. Shivadei lo yichlenu kodem Pesach, he definitely will not be able to eat all that chametz before Pesach. And this is what we're up to here in Sif Kotten Dalet, Ahar Bebiyachai, that you can sell all of this, a lot of the chametz at one time, to the non-Jew. Afilu Dovar, we're now in the Mishnah Brura on the bottom. Afilu Dovar, Shenikra Shem Bailav Olav, Kigoyin Shemachar Oitzah Shel Yayin Srov. Even an item that is known by the Jew that it's his, for example, he has a whole collection of schnapps, he has maybe a pub, an inn, we're not concerned, Chazal did not make a gzeira, that we're not concerned that they will be choshed him, they will be suspicious of the Jew, that was sold, sold it to the non-Jew on Pesach, when they'll see that the non-Jew has this schnapps on Pesach. Since it was sold at the time when it was permissible to sell the chametz. Now, let's go back to the top of the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, on the top part of the page, you can feed it to your animals. The Mechaber says you can feed it to the animals just as long as you watch over them, that you watch over the animals to make sure that they don't hide it. Certain animals eat the food right away. Certain animals take food and they store it for later. So if the animals that will be storing it for later, you have to watch over for this, and you want to make sure that you get rid of that chametz. Sif Kotten Hay, the Mishnah Brura on the bottom tells us, Obovad Shiyamoid Aleim, V'din Zeh Shayach Gamkein, Koidim Eilu Ashtei Shois. This halacha also applies before the 2 hours of the day. The Milel Yud Dalev Eiloch Shemuchi B'Bedikas Chometz, from the night of the 14th and on, when a person is obligated to do the Bedika, Mechuyiv Lizor B'Zeh. At that point already, from the night of the 14th, a person has to be careful to make sure he watches what happens to this chametz. We don't want to do a bedika, checking for chametz, and then we turn our back like we learned last time, and it gets all over the house. Yes. Right. Exactly. In the case of the mouse, when we find it in one corner, and when we know we put it in a different corner, right? Then it's not a game of with mirrors going around the house over here. It's things moving around. We have to make sure we know where the chametz is. Now, the Mishnah Brura says further, V'yivar ma shashir mimenu. U'metchilo, the Mechaber tells us, U'metchilo shah shishis l'mayla asuru gam b'hana. From the beginning of the 6th hour and on, asuru gam b'hana. It's also forbidden in hana to derive benefit from it. Asur gam b'hana, gzeira, says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Vav, sha'a atu sha'a shviyis, the asur min ha'toyra b'hana. Why did they say the 6th hour is asur from hana, to derive benefit from it? Because of the seventh hour, which is Osmina Taira Bahana. In other words, we're saying like this. Chazal made a buffer zone. They said, we don't want you to violate the Daraisa. The example we gave in the past was, I think I gave this example by the Mishnah Sharmashir, but maybe we said it by the Mishnah Berurashir. Just very quickly, if I may, for 30 seconds or more. You have the town that says, pay a tax, make sure in your fire hydrant you put up a pole. Right? We said discuss this, right? And okay, so we'll mention here also. And what's the purpose of this pole? The purpose of the pole is that if it snows, then the fire hydrant will not be covered up, because you'll see this 4-foot pole that comes up from the fire hydrant. The fire trucks will be able to find the fire hydrant, put out the fire. That is what the purpose of that, paying the tax so they can attach the pole. Now, a person, he says, you know what? My house is fine. I don't have to pay this extra tax. He decides he's smarter than everyone else. He doesn't have to do this. And guess what? The blizzard comes, the fire comes, and the fireman cannot find the fire hydrant. So they can't put out the fire. Chazal said, we don't want to violate the Daraisa, the Torah law. So let's make a fence before that, put up that other pole to remind us, be careful. So here's just another example where Chazal said it's also an hour before when the Torah says it's Asur, and the hour before meaning the sixth hour. While Cain further in the Mishnah Brura, Asur Oz the Mochre La'akum is forbidden to sell it to the non-Jew. We are in Sifkan Vav. V'loi li tein loi b'matana. V'loi la'achilu b'hem ha'chayiv oif. Should not give it to the non-Jew as a gift, or to give it to the animals to eat. Im yesh likbor, now we have another case here. Im yesh likbor meis bera pesach b'boiker. The Mishnah Berurah tell us a case here, which actually happened to me once, 15 years ago. There was a levaya erev Pesach. So the shaila here is, what do you do first? Do you go bury the mace, cover the mace, or do you go make sure you take care of the chametz first? Now, erev Pesach, you have a time limit. There's certain things that have to be done by a certain amount of time in a day. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. If there's time to bury the mace, the dead person, and there's still time that remains, la'achilas chametz, to eat the chametz. Yikberu ha'meis, you should bury the meis, kaidem achila, before you eat the chametz. D'ha ein nochay levnei achabur lecho kaidem kivuras ha'meis. It's not appropriate for the people to eat before they bury the meis. K'mavor b'sim tof kuf chav vav, taz and sivkan vav. However, if by the time the Leviathan take place, it's already going past the time of the Achila, Zman Achila, Mutav Nakit is better, Mutav Lechol Mikoidim, first eat the chametz, eat the food, get rid of the chametz. Ulakai Machakach Bir Chametz Bismanoi. Fulfill the obligations of Bir Chametz at the right time. And afterwards, you'll be involved with the Tzarech Kivura Sameis. In Sifkot and Tes in the Sharet Sion, he tells us on the bottom, it's all the way in the bottom of the page, all the way in the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah wrote, the Chafetz Chaim wrote a page called Sharet Sion as well. In Sifkot and Tes, he says, Kidei shelo yovo yachakach lidei michshu lechol chametz bezman yisr. Normally we'd say, wait a minute, I have a mace in front of me, I should not bury the mace? But if the time is going to run out, and the person might eat the chametz bezman iser, so that's why we're saying in this scenario, in this case, one should eat the chametz first, and then bury the mace afterwards. Okay. He says more on this topic in the Sharet Sion and Sifkot and Tes, but we'll have to leave it for now. Sifkot and Zayin. Mechaber is telling us, Mitchila Shah Shish Lamaila Asru Gamba. No, the Ramah says now, Hagah, back on top of the page, Ubishnas Ha'ibur, Shahayoim Aruch. Eilu Arba Shois Lafi Inyan Hayoim. Umutilecho Chametz Ad Shlish Hayoim. The 4 hours of the day go Le Inyan Hayoim, which we'll explain what that means, And one is permitted, le'achol chametz ad shlish hayom. One can eat the chametz until a third of the day. I just want to, outside, before we see the words inside, I once told one of my children, I'll explain to you outside. I have to get my coat on, like, oh, I have to go outside now? Like, why can't you, we're in the kitchen. Why can't you tell me in the kitchen? Outside meaning not literally in reading the words inside. So, there is something called the halachic hour. And there's something called a 60-minute hour. You ask somebody how many minutes an hour, they'll tell you 60 minutes. Well, that's true. But halachically speaking, it depends what time of year we are in. In the summertime, when the days are longer, an hour could be longer more than 60 minutes. It could be, let's say, a 70-minute hour, for example. In the wintertime, which we are in now, an hour can be less than 60 minutes. It could be maybe a 50-minute hour. So we're going to be discussing here this concept of the halachic hour, which goes according to the length or the shortness of the day, or the actual 60-minute hour. Now, why is this important to know? It's extremely important, because if you look at the first words of the Sif, the Mechaber says, Chometz mishei shoyes l'mailas b'yom yedal is asr b'hanah. Chometz on the sixth hour of the day is asr b'hanah. Well, when does the day start? Does the day start when I wake up? Okay, so I wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I have six hours in the day. Oh, I'm doing great. That's not when the day starts. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotin Zayin. Lefi inyan hayoyim. Haino de liyoylam chashvinan hayoyim l'shteim esrei shoyis. A day is divided by 12 hours. Umemelo, what comes out, by yom haruchim, mesharim b'shoyis gedoylus. On long days, we'll call the summer days. Now, when you have Pesach in the leap year, that's referred to as the summer months, okay? Because Pesach is already in the April part, April time of the year, and it's already longer. The days are longer. Lefichach b'shnasa ibar, in the leap year, when they add an extra month to the year, a Jewish month, motir lechol ad shlish hayoyim, one can eat up until a third of the day. Af al pi shayoyim aruch yoyse mishteim esrei shoyis shalanu. Even though the day is longer than our, what does it mean shoyis shalanu? Our 60-minute hours. Kegoyin shemegiyah l'shlish hayoyim chamesh shoyis. In other words, you come to a third of the day in 5 60-minute hours. Veda de lefi ze hu adin b'medinas shehayom shelifnei haPesach kitzarim, in the countries where it's a shorter day, the opposite of what we have here in America over here, mechalkin hashtemes reishoyes lishoyes ketanos, you divided the 12 hours to shorter hours, not 60-minute hours, but less than 60-minute hours. Veinu reishoy lech orak ad shlish oisa hayom, you can only eat the chametz until a third of that day. Ad shlish hayoyim, up until a third of the day. Sif kotin ches in the Mishnah Brura. V'choyshvin es hayoyim mi'alois ha-shachar at seisek ha-chavim. Now the Mishnah Brura is telling us that we calculate the day from the morning star, dawn, alois ha-shachar, until when? Seisek ha-chavim, until the stars come out. Ken kosu ha-bi achreinim. This is many achreinim right. Let's continue. V'yeshoyim in the choyshvin, turning the page now. From sunrise ad eis hashkia, up until sunset, which is a totally different calculation. Va'ad shlish mizeh, on third of that day, hashir yeh mutlecho chametz, up until a third of the day from neitzachama, from sunrise, up until sunset, a third of that day is mutlecho chametz, you can eat chametz. V'hu kula b'nenenu, it's a kula, in our case, because you have longer time to eat the chametz. The das agro kemois in the gra holds like them in this regard. It's lechatchila appropriate to be machmir like the first opinion. Now, we just finished Sifkot and Ches. Now, the Dershin number 14 brings from the Kaf HaChaim the reason why we should machmir like the first opinion. In other words, you would be eating, you have less time to eat this chametz on Erev Pesach, is because of Choymer Isser Chametz, the strict issues that deals with Chametz. I want to share with you, they bring from the Briskerov, Zechet Tzadik of Racha, in the Sefer Hichos Chag B'Chag on Pesach, Hichos Chag B'Chag Pesach, that the Briskerov said like this. It's interesting, he said, in regards to an Isser D'Rabbanon, right? In regards to and this is the Rabbanan of eating the chametz at a certain time, people are machmer to go the earlier opinion, to have the chametz earlier, eat the chametz earlier. When it comes to Kriyat Shema, which is the Deraisa, he says, the Brisker Rav says, people are samech more on the Gra, not the Magen Avraham. So let's take out the scale over here and weigh things. That's the Brisker Rav commenting they bring from in the Sefer Hilchas Chag B'Chag Ben Pesach, very chashuv a Sefer, this from the Brisker Rav. Now, in regards to Ketanim, young children, one can definitely be lenient. In regards to children, one can definitely be lenient. And in regards to Ketanim children, since they're not mechuyev mitzvahs, one can be lenient on the second opinion, give them chametz up until the later hour of the day, the later calculation, meaning from Netzach Chama until Shkia. Let's go, the Gra is upright. Let's go according now the last part of the Ramah on top. The Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim ad shtei shoyis koinim chatzois, that one can eat until a derive a hana, benefit up until shtei shoyis, 2 hours before chatzois. Says the Mishnah Rusiv Kontes, Hainu Shois Beninius. This is the 60-minute hours, according to the clock, 60 minutes an hour. Shekol Achas Echod Michof Dal Mi Eis Leis. Each hour is 60 minutes of a 24-hour day. V'alkein afilo im hayoyim aruch, even if the day is long, mut lechol yois mishlish hayoyim. You can eat more than a third of the day. V'hainu ad soif shah asiris mechat sois alaya, which comes out to up until a tenth, a series, the tenth hour of the day from midnight, which is the fourth hour of the day. In other words, right now, this opinion is saying we don't go with the halachic hour of the day, we go with the 60-minute hour of the day. According to this opinion, you could go up until the 11th hour of the day, counting from midnight, meaning from the night of the 14th and up. You can sell your chametz up until 11th hour. Because of a paiskim sha'ikir k'dei rishoyna, the ikir is really how do we calculate the minutes, the hours, like shozmanios, the halachic hours, which means if it's like where we are, if you have a leap year and the hours, the days are longer, so the hour is not 60 minutes, but it's more than 60 minutes. Or if it's in the winter time or the Pesach is earlier, the 60-minute hour is not a 60-minute hour, but it's less than 60 minutes. Ve'ein le'achol ki'im ad shlishayoyim, you should only eat up until a third of the day, the halachic day. Ve'chein le'inim mechiras ha'chametz, shezmanay sho'a achas yoyser. And so too, in regards to selling the chametz that you have one more hour, chashvino and sho'a zmanayos, we also calculate according to the halachic hours. Me'kamokim b'dyeved, if a person did not sell the chametz, and there's a great loss that he might have, he can rely on the lenient opinion, and he can sell it up until an hour before midday. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Yisrael shoh biyodoy chemsoy shel Yisrael acher bipikodin. A Yisrael, one Jew, has in his possession the chametz of another Jew that is watching for him. Yagvenu ad shoh chamishis. You can hold on to his chametz. Let's use names now. The Yikar Shema b'Yisrael, Reuven. We always like Reuven and Shimon, okay? Reuven is watching the chametz of Shimon. Guess what? Erev Pesach is coming. Reuven has chametz in his house. It's Shimon's chametz. So the Mechaber here is telling us, you can hold it in your possession until Yakvenu Ad Shoah Chamishis, until the fifth hour of the day. Then what do? Then Lo Babaylov, if Shimon doesn't come yet, you know how you send a text and it says, failed? Well, Shimon sends him a text and it didn't go anywhere, so he doesn't know where Shimon is, okay? What do? Yim Kerenel in Yehudi, you sell it to a non-Jew. Vim Loi Machroi, what happens if you didn't sell it? Chayov Levaroi, Bizman Isuroi. You are obligated, Reuven is obligated to burn that chametz. Afilim Einoi Chaye Bachriyusa. Even if Reuven is not responsible if anything happens to that chametz, he is Chaye Bachriyusa. He's not Chaye Bachriyusa. He's the Chaye to destroy that chametz. We're going to see this inside Mishnah Berurah. Very interesting halachas will come out from this. Legabi Choshe Mishpat. Chayish Mishpat is the dealings that we'll see in like business dealings with other people. Sif Katan Yud in the Mishnah Brura. Once again, the case is Yisrael Shahay Biyadi Chimsa Shal Yisrael Acher Bipikadin. You have one Jew, Reuven is holding in his possession the chametz of another Jew. Sif Katan Yud, the Mishnah Brura says, Ya'akvenu Ad Shah Chamishis. You should hold on to it until the fifth hour. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud, Ritzalaymar. Betchilosai, from the beginning of the fifth hour. V'loyim kirenu mekoydim. Don't sell it before. And Shem Yovei Ba'ilav Yekrenu, because maybe Shimon is coming back and he'll get his chametz back and he'll take care of it. He'll do what he wants with it. So don't sell it beforehand. Sif kod nyodalaf yim kirenu la'akum. But if he didn't come, you should sell it to the non-Jew. The havelei kimeshiv aveda. Now this is very important to keep in mind. The chametz that Reuven has in his possession that belongs to Shimon is viewed in halacha like returning a lost item. What does it mean, returning a lost item? There's a halacha in the Torah, a pasuk in the Torah says, Hashay, right? Hashavas Aveda. You see, lost item. We have an obligation to return the lost item. So now we're saying, we're viewing this chametz as like a lost item. What do you do with the chametz? You have to sell it or get rid of it. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that you should sell it to the non-Jew. The Havilei Kimeshiv Aveda, it's like you're returning a lost item. Because it'll be forbidden to who? It'll be forbidden to this Shimon, the Jew. When the time comes and passes, he won't be able to get hana from it anymore. And if he's not sure, he's mistapik. Maybe who's mistapik? Reuven is not sure. Maybe I won't find someone to sell chametz to by the fifth hour. You can sell the chametz earlier. If he wants to do the right thing, Reuven wants to sell this chametz that belongs to Shimon. He wants to take care of it. Or else, Shimon's going to come back after Pesach maybe, and all that chametz is asur b'hanan now. That's the concern. In the brackets, Kain Be'er Makor Chaim Divri Amagin Avraham V'Ayim Be'er Alacha. Now, get ready for this now. Oid Kosu Amagin Avraham. The Amagin Avraham says further, Ushari Echarendim as well. In a situation when you could have sold it to a non-Jew, and Akum, the non-Jew, will give the chametz back to you after Pesach, right? Like the way we have our halachic selling of the chametz. Also, lemokrei mechira chaluta. Don't sell it to him as a mechira chaluta, which means a regular selling. What's a regular selling? When we sell an item to someone, we don't say, okay, 2 weeks from now, I'm getting it back. Don't sell it to the non-Jew as a regular mechira, that is, it's gone. Sell it to him as a mechira, like we do, would make sure that after Pesach, he could get it back. Okay. Sif Kodin Yud Beis. Here, this is where things get very interesting now. Chayiv Levara, you are obligated to destroy this chametz. That's the Magen Avraham. In other words, if you didn't sell it, and now the time came when you had to destroy the chametz, you have to destroy this chametz as well. That's the Magen Avraham. If Reuven had the ability to sell this chametz, Vinis Atzel, and he was lazy, he didn't learn Shar Zrizus, right? Perek Vav in Hilchos in Mesilas Sharim, he got lazy. He didn't sell it. Now he's forced to burn it. Chayav l'shalim achakach d'mei apikodun l'mafkid. The Magen Avraham here paskins that if Reuven was lazy and didn't do his job, he had and now he didn't sell it. He burned it. When Shimon comes back, he has to pay Shimon for the loss of the chametz. The Chayik Yaakov says, "Oh no, wait a minute, not so fast." You want to say Reuven has to pay Shimon back? It depends what kind of guardian he was. Was he a Shomer Chinam? Was he a person who was watching for free? Or was he a Shomer Sachar? Or was he getting paid? If he was getting paid, that's when Reuven has to pay Shimon. But if he was just a Shomer Chinam, just a guardian for free, maybe he doesn't have to pay back. However, we have now a third opinion, third approach. Veroiv achroinim askim, most of the achroinim agree, the bein shemichino, bein shemisacha is potter. Across the board, he's potter. Irrelevant what type of guardian he was. The zeloi nichnas bechlal shmira. It doesn't enter into the category of a shmira. Shulai kibo lov el lishma es achayfetz. Shia bershus baylov, shia achzirenu lov bishleimus. Avloi kibo lov lamakrei. What happened here as follows. Reuven accepted upon himself to wash Shimon's item. Reuven never accepted the responsibility to go sell it and take it into someone else's possession. Shari Adaraba, just the opposite, says the Mishnah Brura. B'mechira zu matzioi mirshus bailov. When Reuven is selling this chametz, Reuven is selling Shimon's chametz, he is taking it out of his possession, and now it's going into someone else's possession. That wasn't the purpose of what Reuven was given the chametz for. He was given the chametz to watch it. The majority of the Achronim say, if we're viewing this as Hashavas Aveda, as returning a lost item, we don't find that if a person does not return a lost item, we don't find that he now has to pay the value of that item to the one who he should have returned it to. What happened? He is mevatel a mitzvas asei. He did not perform a positive commandment of returning the lost item. But let's say this lost item, he finds someone's netbook. He finds someone's watch. And he doesn't return it. And then he says to the person, oh, did you lose that Rolex? So says, yeah, sure, I did. So did you find it? Sort of. Well, and then it's gone. Does he have to pay the $30,000? Whatever, I don't know what to go for. I don't have one. But but does he have to pay the value of that watch? The answer is no. So here, the Achronim are saying, if Reuven did not pay up, it's like we said in the beginning, remember the words, those key words? It's like Hashavas Aveda. In Sif Kod Nilalf, we said, Dehavle Kimeshav Aveda. It's like returning a lost item. And if he didn't return that lost item, he doesn't have to pay the value of the lost item. That's between him and Hashem. He didn't do his job. But regards to him and the person that he didn't return it to, who says he's responsible? That's the Achronim, that's most of the Achronim learn this case. Miu, we're running into the Mishnah Brura share. So we're going to have to stop because now, the Gemara share, rather. This next piece is going to go to a different case now. So we're going to stop here for today, and Mr. Shem pick up tomorrow and finish this point. Thank you very much.